Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tracy Woodson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rod Brewer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Magrain. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Joe Magrain. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Howell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ryan Thompson. Batting third. The left fielder, DJ Dozier. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Hillman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Eric Hillman. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howell hits a line drive off the glove of Woodson, and into shallow left field. Howell reaches second base with a double. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to third. One out. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magrain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jose hits a line drive beyond short. Schofield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jose is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Woodson hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kent takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien hits a line drive for a single. There goes Kent trying to get to third. Carr throws the ball into Woodson, who tags Kent for the out. O'Brien moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carr, who is chasing the ball. Schofield reaches third base with a triple. O'Brien scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Eric Hillman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Magrain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Magrain hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive beyond third. Woodson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Thompson. The throw from Pignazzi and he is out, Alicia applying the tag. 2 outs. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive beyond short. Smith can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brewer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Murray for the double play. 2 outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kent is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Jose. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. One out. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Woodson is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Eric Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a line drive into center field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Magrain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magrain is 0 for 1 in the game. Magrain hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Howell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. One out. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DJ Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Woodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodson hits a line drive for a single. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Brewer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Kent moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Chico Walker pinch hits for Eric Hillman. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Kent scores. O'Brien moves to third. Schofield moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Chris Carpenter now pitching. Dave Gallagher pinch hits for Pat Howell. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien scores. Schofield moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Dave Gallagher now playing right field. Ryan Thompson now playing center field. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignazzi hits a line drive towards center. Thompson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Thompson. Pignazzi moves to second. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Chris Carpenter. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Rex Hudler pinch runs for Gerald Perry. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-3 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Carr reaches second base with a double. Pignazzi scores. Hudler goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Mets. Lee Getterman now pitching. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lankford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tracy Woodson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Woodson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a fly ball into left field. Dozier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Vince Coleman pinch hits for DJ Dozier. Vince Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brewer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Jeff Kent. Bob McClure now pitching. Jeff McKnight pinch hits for Mackie Sasser. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McKnight hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman now playing left field. Chris Donnells now playing third base. Jeff McKnight now playing second base. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-3 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0-for-3 in the game. Pignazzi bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Alicia moves to second. One out. Craig Wilson pinch hits for Bob McClure. Barry Jones now pitching. Milt Thompson pinch hits for Craig Wilson. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thompson is walked intentionally. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alicia moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive beyond short. Schofield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alicia scores. Thompson scores. Carr moves to second. It's 8-to-4, Cardinals. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Carr moves to third. Smith moves to second. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to home to get Carr. Smith moves to third. Lankford moves to second. Two outs. Tracy Woodson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Woodson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Woodson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Woodson reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Lankford scores. Jose moves to third. It's 10-4, Cardinals. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Todd Hundley pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Barry Jones. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brewer scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.